Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Faith Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode of Contained Liverpool Motel Sin. Now this is the first time I myself have ever gone to Contained Liverpool and let me just say I was very, very happy that I did. Really enjoyed it. Fantastic experience. Very unique, very different. An excellent independent scare company here in the UK. We're very lucky to have it. Kate from the Scare Track Podcast went last year. She went with Lee Easthope from the BBC Three show Glow Up, so make sure you head back to last year's Scare Cam and Scare Track podcast episode to hear what they thought of the 2018 event. But for 2019, it's Motel Sin at Contained Liverpool. They also have a second attraction which we talk about towards the end of this podcast as well. Something very different. I haven't done anything like this before and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So let's take you to our on location audio where we review Contained Liverpool.
You're listening to Scare
Track. Hello and welcome to this on location episode of the Scare Track podcast. It's Mikey here and I'm here at Contained Liverpool for this year's run Motel Sin and I'm here with our competition winners, Andy and Kate. How's it going, guys?
Really good, thanks, mate. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, excited. And Andy's long suffering girlfriend here, Katie, how are you going?
Hi, I'm good. I'm a little bit nervous.
Have you guys ever been to Contained before?
I've not personally myself,
no. No, I haven't either.
No, I was going to say, I haven't been here either. Last year, we covered it on the Scare Track podcast for the first time, but Miss Kate Monroe came up with Lee Easthope, Lee from Glow Up, who came third. So they came last year. So if you want to hear to last year's episode, just click back in the links. They also did a mini scare cam as well, and we're going to try and do a little mini scare cam here as well. But yeah, it's Contained Liverpool. This year, it's called Motel Sin. And that's all I really know about it. I know they've got like a another event afterwards where you go in alone as well.
They've got one called, from when I last looked, it was Motel Pitch Black, which is meant to be a 15-minute like immersive sort of experience where you're in the dark and it's not just sounds but there's actors as well, from what I've read up.
Yeah, so it's all a little bit new to us and we're very, very excited. First of all, I apologise for the windiness. It's just got really windy here in Liverpool, but yeah, I've heard great things. Very excited to do it. Thank you very, very much to the Contained Liverpool team for inviting us up here on their press night. So it's great to see it on the first opening night. We'll try and get a few snippets of the attraction whilst we're in there, so join us for the ride. You all excited, guys? Nervous?
More excited.
Bit of both.
bit of both. Right, I think we're going to get in the queue now and go on in. Join us for the ride.
I warned you, were that a drunk piece of shit Billy? Always coming in here with him hookers. Anyways, enough about him. Welcome to Motel Sin, the only motel in town where you can check in but never check out.
Do you hear to steal my husband? He's already gone. Jealous? I'm not fucking jealous. Ah, man. From you, and just you! Call Betsy Cosgrove! Betsy Cosgrove! They will be your life!
Betsy scared?
You should take a bug last daily! day to do that, y'all.
No, I was hoping for some more of the weed, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I don't do that. I smoke it all myself, Joe. I needed to listen to all these confessions, Joe. Now, the Lord, he is very, very, very interested in you, Joe. You stupid fucking cocksuckers! You're all riddled in sin! No one can forgive you! Not even your own mother!
Oh wow. Oh. Hello.
So I'm a better piece of you all. And whether you like it or not, you're gonna fucking eat it. It's a crown. All day, every day, all you do is shovel shit down your fucking gullet. All day, every day. You're not gonna eat it here. There's a chance you take it to your motel room for later.
You came here because you like the smell of my shit. Isn't that right?
No.
Who wants the first sniff? Any volunteers?
No, thank you.
I'm good. You sweet cheeks, you get to go first. Come, fill your lungs, you dirty little shit sniffer.
Are you lost? Well, my name is Glenda Greed, and I'm the family butcher. I provide all the rotten meat for this establishment for an entitled little bastard's life. You! Little Piggy told me you're staying with us this evening. Rest of the motel's full in tip. Yet the receptionist somehow found a vacancy. What a load of old shite. As if you're stupid enough to fall for that old chestnut.
Sorry, miss.
Ah! You must be my new students. Stand back. You see, these ones have been dead a while. And this one didn't understand it when I said, shut the fuck up. Now, in my class, we don't do examinations. We just do the full rectal examination. Y'all know what that is, right?
Yeah.
You see, I'm gonna take y'all.
Okay.
I'm gonna bend you over this desk here. I'm gonna ram this back, my baseball bat right up your sack. I'm gonna keep on twisting until you ask the Lord for forgiveness. Do you understand?
By yourself?
No, there's three.
Oh, you stay there, then don't you move. I will be back for you in a minute.
Okay.
Get out!
To my dungeon, come!
Oh, I'm just joking with your honey. I've been taking easy on you for standards to the motel seat, yeah? Or maybe I won't! Hello, baby. They call me Lust. What do they call you? Huh? Oh, well, you have an odd just at the right time. You see those last pathetic bastards? They could not handle me. But you look like a very dirty boy. But if you're not... You will end up in there like those bastards, yeah?
I am the sin from which all others arise! You see my father?
You go, girl.
Also my uncle! Isn't that funny? Oh, it's an abomination, but then again,
so am I.
They're proud of me! I'm proud of everything I do,
especially when I kill scum like you. So much so, in fact, that I can slit your fucking throat right now.
Whatever! It's too quick anyway! I don't need no stinking bun. I'm gonna give you folks a chance to get out. Through the hole! And crawl for your miserable lives, okay? I've still got a knife, so I suggest you get in the fucking hole! favorite stories. Just like she's still here!
I'm still here, Mama!
Oh, baby, of course you are! Now look at the new toys I got for you to play with.
Can I see? Can I?
All your toys, baby. You tell Mama which one you want to play with first.
Can I show them to my dolly?
Baby, you know Mama likes to play fair. Now, I think we should play a game of hide and seek.
Oh, that's my beautiful baby boy. My little daughter. My beautiful wife. Now all I have left is this motel room. And that tennis chair. And that mouth.
Fear.
What are you has been lusting in this man's mouth? You get your ass over here! You get your ass on there! You get your ass on there right now! You get yourself back there! You get yourself back there! You get that face on! And you get that face on good! Ain't no way you gonna be sinning!
I'll help you find your way. You see, I'm the motel janitor, also known as the sin cleanser. And this here's my workshop, where I do all my cleansing and all my sinning. You see? I'm responsible for cleaning up the mess after what the sinners do best. My other job is to cleanse the sins of sinners and folk like you. Now, the boss on reception has told me to expect you a lot. She said you're a right bunch of sinful bastards. And she was right. I can tell by just looking at you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
How dare you! Enter my lair, you pathetic, puny humans. You do not summon me. It is I that summons you.
Okay, so we have just come out of Contains Liverpool for Motel Sin. It lasted half an hour. That was really, really good. It was a very sort of stop in each scene kind of scare attraction where it's more theatrical mixed up with the scares. And we were just chatting to Andy off air, and he said, you're not normally one for the stop-start sort of thing, but it works really well, didn't it?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Normally, it's quite hard to do with the whole stop and start and watch me perform kind of things. But how they've done it in Contained, especially with how the actors have had to go with the scripts that they've got as well. But it's the fact that they've used horror in there as well. Like they've used a lot of elements that require for the scares as well. Not just a case of stop, watch me perform and then jog on.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. We've been joined by a clown as well.
Hello, my name is Kit. You get it? My name is Git. Git it too.
Yeah, Git.
Yeah, you get it?
I get it.
So why aren't you laughing?
We were just talking about how great Contained was.
I don't even know. I don't even work here, man. I don't even work here, man. I just here.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll see you later. Did you have fun?
Yes, thank
you.
Did
you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you.
Have fun. I'll see you later. I won't see you later. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. I'll book you in for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah. Right then, so we were rudely interrupted by a clown there. He doesn't even work here, man. But it was good. We were just chatting to Sean, the owner, creative director here, and it's a very Promenade Theatre kind of style attraction. It's very a little bit of a script in each one, but it didn't feel monotony. It was very well written, wasn't it? It was really good scripts.
Yeah, they've got that. It's like I said, they tried to find that balance. Because some people go too much on the whole theatrical side, some people don't go enough on the whole scare side. Whereas then they've got like your typical strobes, the actors have got the energy up there.
Actors are really good, weren't they? Really
the actors
energetic.
Have put that energy in. They really put the energy in for it as well. But at the same time, with a lot, especially with some things, timing's quite key in terms of some scares. Like when we saw one in one of the scenes, even though I'd spotted she was there, she'd waited to the right time.
Yes.
To when it had the most effect.
Absolutely, definitely. What I was really impressed in there as well is that there were like, this is a standalone sort of attraction, an independent, basically. It's not a theme park, it's not a screen park, it's not a farm park. This is an independent attraction that some people create here in the middle of Liverpool at an industrial estate opposite a gym. You know, it's all been built by scratch, and there are some fantastic sets in there. There's some great use of lighting with the strobes. And it wasn't just each room was standard the same. It did change up throughout the speech as such. It changed to add the extra effect of the scare. Animatronics were in there, which is really quite impressive. I got terrified by a massive spider above my head. And then that sort of nun thing that came out of the walls as well. That was really, really cool. Genuinely really enjoyed that. The smell, oh God.
Yeah.
That there was a toilet scene and we were... He wanted us to smell him and his stuff. That was a grim. That smelled grim, didn't it? That was grim.
Yeah, no, it really like played on like different elements of fear. Like you had claustrophobia in there. You just had pure disgust.
Yeah.
Just all different elements, and they combined them together and made a really clever maze.
Definitely. And it was nice that, although this year it's called Motel Sin, and it really set the scene really quite nicely in the fact that we went in, we were looking for a room, there wasn't enough room, but she's going to squeeze us in somewhere. And we basically got lost within this motel, and it is a motel of sin. And it had sort of like an over, a story arc, as in at the end you kind of meet the beast that makes you think that you think of these sins. It was quite nice to come to that scene at the end to round it off with a nice scare at the end as well. What I also liked is that last scene was very different to all the others, because it wasn't an actor speaking to you, it was a voiceover on the speaker. I didn't think that on paper that doesn't sound like that would work, but it worked quite well for me.
It depends on how you play it, I suppose, as well. If the actor managed to work with it enough to get the timings right, but at the same time with that, it makes the actors easy as well, because he's going to save his voice a lot. He's not going to have that worry about draining his voice either, because with the use of the lights and with that voiceover as well, and it's how he moved as well. He's got the movement so that it all fits and it all makes sense.
Yeah,
like each part, each room as well, like with when you see the motel, they got the generic motel throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Each actor got their story, and they really got story across as well as getting the scares in. But the one thing I like the most about it is that, see, because some people would say swearing cannot be justified, but in there, because of the type of theme it is, it added that comedy to it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say some elements added the comedy, some other elements added the scare, some of them added the intensity, some of it was more lighthearted. It had a whole range of emotions in there. And it was really well done, room to room. You never bumped up with the group in front of you, you never bumped up with the group behind you. It felt like that we were alone in there throughout the whole time. And that was I counted it, just shy of 30 minutes, a 27-minute experience. That's really quite impressive. You know, again, like I say, we're in the middle of an industrial estate, in the middle of Liverpool. It just worked really well. Really well. The actors worked well with obviously speaking and scaring. There's a bit of impact scare, there's a bit of theatrical spoken scare. And they're using all the tricks of the trade. Some mazes do forget the smells, some do forget... Oh, there you go, the gym's closed. Some people forget the smells, the smoke, the different types of lighting. And it was good that it wasn't too samey throughout. It was lots of different kind of rooms, but it all had this sort of overlying story arc of it's still within a motel. So yes, you may have gone to a random workshop, but that's because he's the janitor, he's the guy that fixes everything. It made sense. I genuinely really, really enjoyed it. I'm glad we've come up. And now we're going to do their next attraction. Okay, so the next attraction, for the first time here at Contain Liverpool, they introduce an additional extra to Motel Sin, Pitch Black, the final sin. It's a 15-minute experience which will distort your senses as you are teased and tormented by the most vile family of killers we have to offer. Oh, that sounds lovely, doesn't it? You'll be restrained to a chair and play victim to a family of psycho hillbillies who run this motel. They are your worst nightmare. You will never forget them. And it's a 15-minute sort of actor and audio experience. And I've heard it's something very different. As far as I'm aware, I don't think I've done anything like this before. Have you guys?
I may have done, if it sounds like what I think it sounds like, it's potentially, it sounds very similar to, what's it called, Seance at Hyde and Shriek.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of like a panic room.
I see.
As opposed to an escape room. And it did pretty much what it sounds like on there, where it played with the senses. You had the setting, you had the audio, with the lights on and off, strobes, different things that would raise the anticipation a lot more.
Yeah.
And that was about 30 minutes, but throughout the whole time, it would raise the anticipation the further it went along to one big scare at the end.
Okay.
Whether this is as similar or the same or not.
It could be the same. It could be something completely different. It's very exciting, isn't it? As far as I'm aware from what I'm seeing, I don't think I've done anything like it. I think you put on earphones, I think I've read somewhere on one of their FAQs, so I probably won't record any on-location audio for this one. Also, it's nice to give you something that's a little bit of a secret, isn't it? So we're going to go in now, and we'll give you our thoughts when we come out, and I'm pretty nervous. Let's just look. Right then, guys, so me and the team have just come out of Pitch Black here at Contained Liverpool. We don't want to give too much away because we'll get chopped up by the hillbillies. We've been told if we talk about the experience, we'll get chopped up. But what we can talk about is the kind of style attraction it was. And I've actually never done anything like that before. I know there are similar attractions out there apparently, but I've not actually done it. We're also stood in the middle of the road. So it was a style where you are literally sat down, blindfolded and shackled to a chair, and you have earphones on, and you have basically it's a sensory overload as such, isn't it? There's a story that plays out. I'm not going to go into the story. It's sick, it's twisted, slightly sexual, but not OTT sexual. It made me feel, like, really uncomfortable. How did you guys feel?
Very uneasy.
Yeah.
Very strange, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was weirdly enjoyable, wasn't it?
It was different. It's another because... They started quite some years ago with the hooded mazes,
yeah.
And then they went along the lines of, like, in terms of Hide and Shriek, like a panic room kind of experience. This is another one which has gone down a different route, even though it's kind of similar in terms of, like, you can't see, which is like the hooded element, even though you're not hooded. But they've used the kind of technology to actually play on the senses,
yeah,
but include actors that plays along with it as well.
Definitely. And I was coming out asking some questions, thinking, was there that many people in there? How was I sat? Again, I don't want to give too many questions and answers to you guys, because if you guys are coming here to Contain Liverpool, and I definitely think you should, I'd rather you have your own ideas of it. But it was, you know, it used smell, it used touch, we got a little bit wet, but again, not too much. It was sort of like, if you want to dip your hand into the more, not intense, extreme stuff, because it definitely didn't fall into that, but something a little bit more out of your comfort zone as opposed to just a scare attraction. I'd say that was a good way to dip your toes into that little pond, isn't it?
Unusual.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think my mum could go through Contained and have a few frights, but that would be, do I take my mum in that? I think it might be a little bit just close to too much, but not quite as intense as something more extreme. It was different. I genuinely enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed it, but it was scary and horrible, and the smells were making me feel sick, and I just think it worked really, really well.
Yeah, I think when you take away your core sense of your sight, it just builds up a lot of anticipation, like, what's going to happen? Like, you know,
definitely.
What's that smell? What's touching me?
Yeah.
There's just so many questions, and it's more of like a psychological effect it has on you when you can't see anything and they're just playing a lot of games with you.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. The fact that, like, sight is, I mean, we have all different senses, but sight is a big one when you're used to, whenever you're awake, you are seeing things, and you never know when that smell's going to come round. You never know when someone's going to touch you. You never know if you're going to get a squirt of water. It genuinely really, really enjoyed it. I would say I've had a really good time at here Contained Liverpool tonight. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely come again. And if you guys want to get your tickets for Contain Liverpool, Motel Sin, check out their website, www.containedliverpool.co.uk. And I think that leads us to the end of this on-location review, and I'll send it back to myself in the studio to wrap up this episode. Guys, thank you very, very much for joining me, and congratulations on winning the Contained competition.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Skate Track.
So there we go, guys. As you can tell, we really enjoyed our experience at Motel Sin at Contained Liverpool. And of course, Pitch Black, the final sin, a 15-minute live actor and binaural sound experience. Like I say, something very different. I'm sure there's experiences like that around the UK and the world, but it's nothing that I've done personally, and this had a fantastic sort of feel for it. So, yeah, definitely get yourselves to Contain Liverpool. First of all, thank you to everyone at Contain Liverpool for making us feel so welcome and inviting us to your press night. Sincerely do appreciate having Scaretrack checking it out for a second year. And guys, get your tickets now, because after three sold-out events, Contain Liverpool, they're back for 10 nights only with this brand new horror maze. So get your tickets now, www.containedliverpool.co.uk. That's containedliverpool.co.uk. Get your tickets now. You will not be disappointed. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Remember to be joining us over on our social media, guys. We're on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. We also had a mini Scarecam episode recorded at Contain Liverpool, just a few minutes of the outside street entertainment at Contain. So head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Scaretrack. But like I say, you can get absolutely everything, as I say on every single episode, at our new website, scaretrack.co.uk. That's www.scaretrack.co.uk, where we have our podcasts, our merch, our Scarecams, absolutely everything. If you want to support us on Patreon, the link's there as well, guys. So a huge thank you for listening to this episode of the Scaretrack podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.